Today's daf is Bava Vashar daf Tzadivav. Today's shir is sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lizech Nishmas, his mother-in-law, and the Neshama should have an aliyah. And we thank Mr. Olinsky very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on daf Tzadihei Amud Beis. We are about five lines from the bottom of the page, Amar of Yehuda. So we're about to discuss, since we've been discussing how much wine, when you buy wine, how much is an acceptable amount of souring wine that you're willing to accept. So we're going to talk all about souring wine in today's daf. First, in terms of the bracha, at what point does the bracha shift from a bar priya gafen to a shahakol niya bidvaro, meaning that it's still edible, but it doesn't have the chashivus of wine anymore. And the Gemara is going to talk about when something was wine and is now vinegar, so we're going to have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, about when we assume that change happened from wine to vinegar. And the Gemara is going to explain that there are nafkaminas in this machlokas, both with regard to the explicit nafkamina that they argue about with regard to Trumas and Maestros, that if I want to use this barrel as Trumas and Maestros on the rest of my wine, I have to be sure that what I'm using is wine and that it's not vinegar, because you can't be mafresh Trumas and Maestros from vinegar on wine. But there's also nafkamina legabe the bracha, meaning do you consider, we're going to suggest that what they're really arguing about is whether wine that already smells like vinegar but still tastes like wine, it's on its way out, is such wine considered to be wine or is such wine considered to be vinegar? That's going to be enough kamina legabe the bracha. If you assume it's considered to be wine, it's a bar priya gafen. You assume it's considered to be vinegar, it is now a shakol niya bidvaro. And then the Gemara is going to have machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether wine that has soured right after a sale, right after you sold it, is that considered to be a mekach ta'us, or do we assume that that's the lokeach's problem, that it's his mazel that the wine is soured, meaning that relates to how quickly the process happens. Do we assume that the process has already begun before the mechira? And on Beis, we're going to talk about at what point we would assume that the flavor that grapes give to water is going to change the water into wine, meaning in the other direction. When do we assume that something can go from being a shakol niya bidvaro to being a bar priya gafen? How much of a dilution? But normally when we talk about dilution, we talk about mixing actual wine with water to dilute the wine. Over here we're going to be talking about where you take like grape sediment and you pour water over it through a strainer, and the water comes out wine flavored. It comes out grape flavored. So at what point do we assume how much of a flavoring does it have to give in order for it to turn into what would halachically be considered wine? So let's begin at Amar of Yehuda, five lines from the bottom of the page, Tzadi Hei Amar Beis. Amar of Yehuda, Yayin Animkar Bechanus. If you have wine that is sold in a chanus, Mevarchan Alav Bar Priya Gafen. You say Bar Priya Gafen, meaning yesterday we were referring to Yayin Animkar Bechanus as like a low quality wine. It's a Yayin Ra that they would sell in the chanus. Chanus, we assume, is a place where people buy for immediate consumption so that they don't have to wait, they're not going to wait and keep it in their wine cellars for a while, they're going to drink it right away. So it means that it's close to spoiling, that they would want to drink it before it spoils. So such wine, you would still say Bar Priya Gafen. Rav Chista Amar, Kabeh Chamra Da'akrim Lamali. And Rav Chista says, what do I need Chamra Da'akrim for? What do I need spoiled wine for? Meaning, says Rashbam, Lamali Levarich Alav Shakol Niya Bidvaro. Why would you say Brach of Shakol Niya Bidvaro on such wine? V'hayayin Anim Kor Bechanus, Hu Yayin Rash, Erecho Chometz, V'taymo Yayin Adayin, Kidil Kaman. Very important, we're saying that this wine that they're arguing about still tastes like wine, but it smells like vinegar. So it's at that stage of the souring process that there is a machlokas, whether you say Bar Priya Gafen or you say Shakol Niya Bidvaro, and that's going to be our discussion through most of Amud Aleph. So Frakta Gemara Meisvei Ala Pasri Ifsha Valayayin Shehikrim Val Tafshil Sha'avra Tzuraso. If you have bread that is already starting to mold, you have wine that's starting to sour, you have a cooked food that is losing its original image, meaning it's starting to spoil. Omer shakol ni abedvaro. You say shakol ni abedvaro on it. So it's not a bar priagafen. Ramav zid mod Rabbi Yehuda beportzma de mizdavina karnisa. That even Rabbi Yehuda, who thought that you say even Rabbi Yehuda, who said that yain and nimkar bechanos, you recite a bar priagafen, he would agree that if the wine is even worse than that, it's the portzma de mizdavina karnisa, that at that point you would say shakol ni abedvaro. What do those words mean? Portzma de mizdavina karnisa. So Rashbam gives two pshatim. First, says the Rashbam, Yayin ra yoser me osa nimkar b'chanos. It's even worse than the wine that's sold b'chanos. She'enu nimkar al b'kronos ir b'prosha strachim she'eshom lochin harbe ve'en medaktim ma yiknu k'fi sha'a. You know, wine that's nimkar b'chanos is wine that's sold at a bar, that someone's going to buy it and drink it right away. This is what we're talking about over here. This portzma d'mizdav nakarnisa is wine that's sold by a rest stop on a highway or something, where there are people coming constantly, and they're not even paying attention to what they're buying. They're exhausted and they're just making impulse purchases. So that's a lower quality wine. That's one pshat in the Rashbam. Then Rashbam says, "Upirshrach garas bipartzufa shenishtana marisa upartzufo mitoch shura harbe." That it's lashon of a partzuf, of an image of what something looks like. That it doesn't even look like wine anymore because it's so awful already that it doesn't look like wine. That even Rabbi Yehuda would agree is a shakol ni'abedvaro, is no longer a bar priagafen. But when it still tastes like wine but smells like vinegar, that's where we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chista. So I'm led by Rav Yosef. Savai says Rav Yosef. Okay, so let's figure out what the halach is. Ha Rav Yehuda, ha Rav Chista. We have Rav Yehuda saying bar priagafen, Rav Chista saying shakol ni'abedvaro. Mar kaman svirle. What do you, Rav Yosef, hold like? Samalei masnisi adana. So Rav Yosef says, well, I know that there's a brisa, and the brisa is going to shed light on this question. It is not immediately obvious how the brisa sheds light on this question. It's only with the analysis of the Gemara that's going to take pretty much the entire Amud to see how the brisa sheds light on this question. So it's important to remember what the question was, because sometimes you get so lost in the brisa and in the subsequent discussion. So the question again was, you have wine that smells like vinegar but still tastes like wine. Is it bar priagafen or is it shakol ni'abedvaro? So the Tanya, the brisa, says as follows: Habodek es achavis lios mafreshala truma v'holich. A person is examining his barrel to be able to be mafresh truma on it going forward. Rashbam explains in the top Rashbam, not only mena ma'at v'hifresh mimenu truma ma'iser v'shase mimenu leida imayayin anosu b'chav is tov. That what he does is he separates a little bit to use for truma ma'iser on his other wine, then he takes a little sip out of what's left in the barrel to make sure that it's actually still wine. V'yishta o yimkar mishar chavios mide yom yom v'yafresh mizua chavis l'truma l'ma'iser tachtayan. And his plan is that all of his other barrels he's going to be able to drink from, he'll be able to sell from. This barrel is going to be the designated Trumas and Maestros barrel. He's going to take a little bit each day based on how much he's selling, how much he's drinking, a little bit each day from this barrel to use as Trumas and Maestros. Hayom mafresh ma'at l'fi mashiyim kor mishar chaviyosav. That today he'll do cheshbin how much he's going to be selling from his other barrels, and it'll be mafresh from this barrel, a little bit of Truma corresponding to that. Ulamachar ma'at va'omer arei Truma Maestros shalzesh ani mocher v'shosa ba'osa chavis. And that all of the Truma Maester of everything else, of everything I'm selling and everything that I'm drinking should all be from this barrel, all the Trumas Maestros from this barrel. Lefichach bodek de'ein mafrish min al-chametz al-yayin, but that's why he needs to constantly check it. He needs to make sure that it's wine, because you can't be mafrish on vinegar, you can't use vinegar as Trumas Maestros on wine. Deshnei minenheim alibedereb perkamochar sasvina, that they're considered two separate minim according to the Shita of Rabbi. Av the Rabbanan l'chadchile in mafrish min masa aso. It happens to be there's another Shita that we're not assuming like in this brisa, that even if you are mafresh vinegar to cover wine, that works as well. But we're assuming like the sheet of Rebbe that it doesn't work, and that's why you need to constantly be bodek as a chavis. Now Tosas disagrees with how you're bodek the chavis. Rashbam says you're bodek the chavis by tasting it. You have to taste and make sure that it still tastes like wine. Says Tosas, Rabbi Shmuel, dochak lefarish shalakach menu mashu umafresh menu truma v'achar kach tamo ubechinam dochak. He says, what a dochak to say that he first takes some out to designate a truma maestro, then he's going to taste a little bit of it. He says, no, you don't have to say that. Shari yachol tamo v'reach. The way you can taste it is simply by smelling it. You have a reicha chamra vade chamra. If it still smells like wine, I mean, even if it smells like vinegar, it might still be wine if it still tastes like wine. So, but if you smell it and it still smells like wine, apparently the way wine sours, at first the smell turns bad before the taste turns bad. They're very closely associated with each other, but apparently that's what we're assuming. So if it still smells like wine, then it's for sure okay. De'ika vade chamra de'reiche chala, there is certainly such a thing as wine that smells like vinegar. Aval chala li'olam lavi reiche chamra, you never have the reverse. You never have vinegar that smells like wine. So certainly you can test it without tasting it. You could test it just by smelling it. I vade ka'amr le'kaman hati'ime v'lo akar hiskiku le'farish kein de'lamashm le'detam abreach. Now later on we're going to talk about tasting it where it's actual tasting, but over here it could just be that you're testing it by smelling rather than by tasting. Now it happens to be this Gemara is one of the primary sources that's used by the Mishkanos Yaakov in Yerodea Simin Yud Zayin, that says quoted by the Darkei Tshuva and all the later poskim. This is, you know, certain poskim are well known poskim, but if you ask people, you know, your average yeshiva guy, like what this posek ever said about anything, so they won't necessarily know. But there's like this one shita that everybody knows. So there's one shita of the Mishkanos Yaakov that became the known shita of the Mishkanos Yaakov, and that is the definition of miyat she'eno matzui and miyat ha-matzui, meaning the definition of what you would have to check for, what percentages you'd have to be looking for to be concerned about. We were just talking before about the LL flights out of JFK. So what percentage, meaning what percentage of the flights, you know, that would you have to be concerned about that it would have a mace on the flight, let's say. Let's assume that the tumah issues have not been taken care of in terms of the setup. Let's assume for that, for argument's sake. Or what percentage of suits from a given manufacturer have shot in it that you would have to check for shatness? What percentage of animals have a particular type of trefa that you would have to check for that trefa? Meaning, when we're bodik for trefos, we check the lungs, but that's it. There are lots of other trefos that we don't check for. The reason we don't check for them, it's possible that the animals have them, but it's a very tiny possibility. So what's the percentage? 10% is the Mishnah's Yaakov suggestion. That's the definition of Mira Matzah and Mira Sheina Matzah. So it's really based on this Gemara, because the Gemara talks about being Bodek Yayin. And what are you bodek for? So I didn't follow the whole cheshbon actually, but he says, you know, our sugya was about how much is an acceptable amount of spoilage, and the acceptable amount of spoilage was 10%. So you're bodek one of the barrels of yayin, I guess, and you have to be bodek often enough that you're that it's not more than 10%. That's how he somehow derives from our Gemara and from many other sugyas as well. That's the number that we look for. Not everybody agrees to that number. I think Rav Eliashiv held a slightly lower number. I think he held like 7 or 8% is already considered a miyut ha-matzui. The other nafkamina was in bedikas tolaim. If you're checking for bugs, so at what point can you assume it's a miyut she'eino matzui that you don't have to that you don't have to check anymore? Although the reality when it comes to checking for bugs is, you know, if you checked 10 leaves and 11 leaves and one of them had bugs, you should probably throw out the whole thing. The reality is normally when things are infested, they're infested, and it's likely all over the place. Okay, so says the Gemara. It says the Brisa rather. If you check the chavis to be mafresh truma from that chavis, and again we'll stick with the Rashbam for now, that you check, you taste it to make sure that it's still wine. V'achar kach nimtzei schomitz, and then at some later date it turns out to be vinegar. Kol gimel yom vaday. For 3 days, you know what it is. So it's not clear what that means. Mikan ve'eluch safek. But beyond the 3 days, we're not sure what it is or what it was. So my ka'amar, what is that saying exactly? What is the Braisa teaching us? So that's all Rav Yosef responded to Abaye. And Abaye says, I want to know, do you say a shahakal, do you say a bar briya gafen on this wine that still that tastes like wine but smells like vinegar? He says, oh, when you check a barrel 3 days and that is... is vaday, and then other than that, it's a suffik. So first of all, what does the brisa mean? And then once we know what the brisa means, what in the world does that have to do with what bracha you make? Well, how do we see anything from there? So my ka'amar, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Hachi ka'amar. So Rabbi Yochanan says the way to learn the brisa is as follows: Kol gimel yam marishonim vadayayin. The first 3 days after it had passed a taste test, we know it's still wine. It's definitely still wine. Mikan ve'iluch safek. But after 3 days from the taste test, after 3 days from the time the guy tasted it, then it's a suffix, it might already be vinegar. So my taima, what's the reason that we assume that you have 3 days where it's still vada yayin? Chamra me'iloi akar, v'hayti ime v'lo akar. When wine begins to sour, it begins to sour at the top of the barrel. Now this guy tasted from the top of the barrel. So if he tasted within the last 72 hours from the top of the barrel and it still tasted like wine, and it's a 3-day process of souring, but that process had not yet started at the time that he tasted it, so you know that the process certainly didn't finish until 72 hours after he tasted it. Im timtzalomar basar d'ti'imei akar. So even if you want to say the moment he finished tasting it, it started to sour. Yeah, it started to sour to the point that it smelled like vinegar and tasted like wine. That's the beginning of the souring process. But so for the next 72 hours after he tasted it, it would smell like vinegar and tasted like wine. And the halacha is that anything that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine is in fact wine. So that's relevant to us already. That's Rabbi Yochanan saying that the halachic status of that which we debated, of that which Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chista debated, is wine. If it's wine, it's Bar Pri Agafen. You would recite Bar Pri Agafen. But for Rabbi Shub and Levi says you're misunderstanding the Braisa. When we say that 3 days are a Vadai, we don't mean the first 3 days are a Vadai. No. Kol gimel yamim ha'achronim vaday chometz. What we mean is that if you check it out later and it turns out to be vinegar, so the last 72 hours before the moment that you found it to be vinegar, you can assume was already vinegar, was already vaday vinegar. Maybe it just finished the process of turning into vinegar the moment before you tasted it. How do you know that 72 hours earlier it was already vinegar? So we'll see in a second. Mikan lalan suffik. But prior to that 72 hours, even though the Brisa used the words mikan ve'elach doesn't mean going forward, it means mikan ve'elach working backwards in time. That prior to that, we don't know if it was vinegar yet. My taima, so what's the svara for Rabbi Shub and Levi? Chamra mitasai yakar. Because he understands that wine starts to spoil not from the top, but from the bottom of the barrel. Now, the Rashbam already points out, you don't really need to say that. I mean, that's going to have zero relevance to his actual shita over here. Because if we continue in the shita, he says, ve'emur akar v'lavadayte. The Gemara goes on to say, so what's he worried about? Maybe it started to spoil without him realizing it. Vimtim tzolomer me'ilai yakar, and even if it started to spoil, meaning if it spoils from the bottom, it could be that he tasted from the top last time and it tasted like wine, and he didn't realize that it had already begun to spoil because it begins to spoil at the bottom. But vimtim tzolomer me'ilai yakar, and even if it starts to spoil at the top, vati'ime velo akar, and he tasted it and it had not yet spoiled. But Dilma Basar Ditime Akar. Maybe it began to spoil the second he finished tasting it. So maybe at that point it already turned. Have a chalavatai mechamra. What does it mean it already turned? It takes 72 hours to turn. No, at that point, the second after he tasted it, it began to turn. It began to taste like wine. It began to smell like vinegar, even though it still tasted like wine. So what? I thought we said that that has a halachic status of wine. So that's where Rabbi Shub ben Levi disagrees. Reichi chalavatai mechamra. Chala. Rabbi Shub ben Levi says, no, if it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, the halachic status is that of vinegar. So, bottom line, we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub ben Levi. When you have this former wine, current vinegar, and is currently souring and tastes like wine but smells like vinegar, what is its halachic status? Is it wine or is it vinegar? So, l'chora, that's a Machlokas about what bracha to recite. So, depending how Rav Yosef learnt the Braisa, if he learnt the Braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, he was trying to tell Abaye, oh yeah, it's obvious that you would recite a Bar Kor Priagafen. If he learned the Brisa like Rabbi Shobin Levi, then he was trying to tell Abaye by quoting this enigmatic Brisa, oh yeah, it's obvious that you recite Shakol Niyam Bivara. We just don't know what he meant, because we have two explanations of this Brisa. We don't know which one Rav Yosef was referring to, and he says, oh, Masnisi Yadana, I know that there's a Brisa. So the Gemara is going to discuss that in a few lines from now. Now, it is somewhat odd that we would mention that Rabbi Shobin Levi also happens to argue about the natural process of wine spoiling, meaning whether it starts from the top of the barrel or the bottom of the barrel, because it turns out that it's irrelevant. Meaning the point is that the second it starts to spoil, it already has the status of vinegar, and therefore, even if it starts to spoil from the top of the barrel, you have a suffix the moment after you finish tasting it. So it is strange that the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Shimon Levi holds mitasai yakar. So Tosus points out, Tema, deminole le Gemara lefligina ba'achi, kiven debatsi lememir lekuliyam lemeilai. How does the Gemara know that he disagrees about that part? Meaning, if they could both hold meilai yakar and still have this machlokas. So who told the Gemara that he happens to hold that the Metzias is that it's mitasai yakar, that it spoils from the bottom of the barrel? V'tzorach lomar denakat achi lefisha sovar shekachu emes di mitasai yakar. The Gemara mentions it because the Gemara assumes that that's just the Metzias, so someone has to hold that way. He says, you know what? You can't even say just that. You can't even say that the whole machlokas is just, does it sour from the top or does it sour from the bottom? You also have to say that they're arguing about the status of rechi chalav v'taymei chamra. Because if you hold that it's just that, whether it's sours from the top or sours from the bottom, how do you know that the last 3 days before you tasted it and it tasted fully like vinegar, how would Rabbi Shimon Levi know that the last 3 days are vadai vinegar? Meaning if you agree that rechi chalav v'taymei chamra is still wine, so maybe it just finished the souring process the moment before you tasted it. In order to say that the last 3 days is vadai vinegar, you have to assume that while it's souring, it is already vinegar. So you have to say like the second half of what the Gemara explained in Rabbi Shimon Levi anyway. So really, the whole idea that mitasai yakar is not necessary to explain the machlokas, it just happens to be the metzias. So says Gemara, Dromai, the Ziknei Darum, the people from the south, Masu Mishmed Rabbi Shimon Levi, they taught in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rishonim, a little differently than we had. We had that Rabbi Shimon Levi says, the last 3 days are definitely vinegar, anything before that, I don't know what it was. So they taught, no, Rishonim Vadayayin. At the very first few days, that's definitely wine. Achronim Vadei Chometz. The last few days prior to your last tasting where it was vinegar, it was definitely vinegar. And Tsayim Safik, it's only the middle days that we're not sure about. So the way they learned is that for the first 3 days after you tasted it and tasted like wine, you know it's still wine. The last 3 days before you tasted it and tasted like vinegar, you know it's vinegar. But all the days in between, you don't know what it was. So Haguf Akasha, doesn't that seem like a stira? Amrit Rishonim Vadayayin. To say that the first 3 days are Vadayayin, well, how do you know it's not already spoiling? So you must hold that even though it's already souring, since the souring process takes 72 hours to complete, while it's souring, it's still wine. That seems to assume that while it's in the process of souring, it's still wine. But then you said that the last 3 days is definitely vinegar. So that, how do you know that it's definitely vinegar? Maybe it didn't finish souring till the moment you tasted it. Oh, we must be assuming that while it's in the process of souring, it's definitely vinegar. So that's a stira mine ubei. So answers Gemara, no, the case is when you drank it at the end and it tasted like vinegar, it didn't taste like something that had just turned to vinegar. It tasted like something that was vinegar for a while. It was a very strong, pungent type of vinegar, and that's why. When it's in the souring process, it may still have the status of wine, but you know that this wasn't in the souring process over the last 3 days. Had it not already been soured for the three days prior to that, you would not have found it to be so sour at the time that you tasted it. So says Mar, Keman Pashalei. You know, all of this started because Abaye asked a simple question to Rav Yosef. Abaye wanted to know, what bracha do you say on this stuff? You have something that's souring, it still tastes like wine, but it smells like vinegar, what bracha? So Rav Yosef says, it's a brisa. So, yeah, but what was he referring to? When Rav Yosef said to Abaye, as Rashbam says, Kimi Mishneinu Mefarish HaBraisa, was he learning the brisa like Rabbi Yochanan? Was he learning in the Brisa like Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Ketavi Gimel Yom Vaday Dinishma Minay Yazin Basarecha Basataima, where apparently that's going to be the machlokas about what the status of this drink is. So Pligi Bar Rav Mari Rav Zvid, it's a machlokas what Rav Yosef meant when he responded to Abaye Chadam Rabbi Yochanan Chadam Rabbi Shimon Levi. One of them says he meant to say like Rabbi Yochanan, and the other lady held like Rabbi Shimon Levi. So how do we paskin? Says Rashbam Chadam Rabbi Yochanan. Vinirali de Hilchas Rabbi Yochanan, da Dromai Mishmeid Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kaimi Kavasei. Because although it was a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi, when the Dromai gave their version of Rabbi Shimon Levi, their version of Rabbi Shimon Levi was that it still has the status of wine. So we're not even sure that Rabbi Shimon, it's like a Sfek Sveka. Suffolk whether to pass like Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi, and even if you pass like Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi might hold that when it's souring, it still has the status of wine. Because the Dromai version of Rabbi Shimon Levi was that the first 3 days after you tasted it, it's Vaday Yayin. The last 3 days is only Vaday vinegar if it was totally soured vinegar by the time you tasted it. So even Rabbi Shimon Levi might agree. The Tosos points out in Dromai Masnu, Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel Dalach Rabbi Yochanan Dekaimi Dromai Kavasei, that the Dromai hold like what we originally attributed to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, and they think even Rabbi Shua Ben Levi agrees to that. The Chay Nira to Rav Nami Koy Kavasei Perik Basu Davod Zara, and also Rava holds that way, says Tosos. So that's another reason to paskin that way. So not only are we not sure if the Shita of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi to argue in Rabbi Yochanan exists, because the Dromai might be right, but in terms of how to paskin, we often paskin like Rava, because Rava was one of the later Amoraim, and Hilchsa Kabasra, Tos doesn't spell all this out, but that's what he means, Hilchsa Kabasra, and therefore we're going to paskin that way because Rava held that way. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Itmar. So up until now we've been talking about, you know, brachos and chumas and maestros, but there's a considerable dine mamonis issue over here as well. You sold something and it was supposed to be wine and it's not. It's vinegar now. So can the guy claim that it's a mekach tavos? Itmar. Hamocher chavis yayin l'chavero vihich mitza. You sold wine and in the barrel of the mocher, that's critical over here, in the barrel of the mocher, it turned to vinegar, even though it was sold already. Amrav, kol gimel yom marishonim v'rashus mocher. The first 3 days, it's in the rashus of the mocher. What does that mean? Says Rashbam, shadavri yadua she'ina yayin machmetz bepachs mi gimel yamim mishehischil lariach rea chometz. That once it starts smelling like vinegar, you know you have 3 days. It takes 3 days for it to totally spoil. So granted, while it smells like vinegar, it could still have the status of wine. So I, as the mocher, can tell you, I know that it spoiled 48 hours, let's say, after I sold it to you. I know that it's ready vinegar. But at the time that I sold it to you, it only smelled like vinegar. So it still had the halachic status of wine. So I didn't do anything wrong. Says Rashbam, yes, you did. Afilu achi b'achrayis mocheru. It's the mocher's responsibility. Sharin iskalkal kvar b'rishu. So when you smell something and it smells like vinegar, don't go off smelling it like wine without telling the person that it smells like vinegar. He should know that it's on its way out. He won't pay as much for it. And therefore, says Rosh Babbitt, as if you sold him vinegar, that's already cheating the guy. That's not okay. So within the Gimel Yom Rishonim, it's Bereshus Mocher. Mikan ve'elach Bereshus Lokeach. But if it's only spoiled after 3 days, then the Mocher can say, I did nothing wrong. I sold you something that, as far as I knew, was 100% perfect wine, and therefore it's the Lokeach's problem. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says that even if it spoils in the chavis of the mocher, it's not the achrayus of the mocher. Chamra akasva demari shaver. So what does that mean? So the Rashbam explains. Ushmuel Amar eino chayv b'achriuso afal pishe hichmitz betoch chavis shel mocher, even though it's soured within the barrel of the mocher, mishum dechamra agaba degavra shaver al kasef ha'adam medalik. Kolomar mazalo garin, that your wine and the mazel of your wine and what's going to happen with your wine is dependent on your mazel. It's dependent on what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to do for you. Chet shel bal yayin kedenafkel on the kaman midchsev afki yayin boged vilkach pater mocher. That's why the mocher is pater. Damle mocher lokeach lasa didach kagarin. That it's your bad luck that caused it to turn. It has nothing to do with me. If you look at Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Shmuel Omar, Pirush Rash, the Chamra Mazli, the Gabrogarm, the Sfilik, Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef, the Lakaman, Lukachin, Rishus Mocher. That's the Rashbam's explanation. Says Tosos, the Ein Nira. I don't think that's what the Gemara is saying for several reasons. First of all, if you want to say that it's totally on the person's mazel, say that. Say the words, the Chamra Mazali de Gabrogarm. That's the words the Gemara uses later on, if that's what you're referring to. So good, so say that. And later when we say that someone who doesn't think it's Tali and Mazel is in disagreement with Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, well, apparently they're in disagreement with Shmuel also, because Shmuel also thinks it's Tali and Mazel. How come we don't mention Shmuel over there? It's not mistaber that someone's mazel is going to cause that his wine will defy nature, that it's going to spoil more speedily than other people's wine. You know, your mazel may determine whether your wine is going to spoil at all now, or not. But that once it starts to spoil, that it's going to happen in less than 3 days because of your mazel, not mistaber that's true. Va'odik shirid Rabbi Yochanan Kamalel Gimel Yom Rishonim Vadayayin V'dil Mazal De'Gavra Garam Hichmetz Miad. Furthermore, Rabbi Yochanan said that if the first 3 days, if the last time you tasted it tasted like wine, the first 3 days it's Vadayayin. But I thought it's totally in the mazel of a person. You know what Shmuel is suggesting is that 3 days is the standard when you have good mazel. But a person who has bad mazel, it could happen much more quickly. How can you say Vadayayin then? How can you know for sure that it's Yayin? So therefore, Tosfos disagrees. V'nir Lefarish L'Rabbi Tam Chamra Kasi De'Gavra Shavar. What does it mean? That when you carry wine on the shoulders, that causes it to become chametz. Meaning the shoulders of the lokeach over here are not figurative. We're talking about literal. He's literally carrying it on his shoulders. That's what makes it spoiled by moving it around too much. So that's the comment of Shmuel over here. Anyway, says Gemara, Avad Rav Yosef Uvda, Kavasei Derav B'Shichra, the Kavasei De Shmuel B'Chamra. That he paskined like Rav when it came to beer, but like Shmuel when it came to wine. So that says Gemara, V'Hilchsa Kavasei De Shmuel. That we paskin like Shmuel, that the mocher is not chayav on the achrayus even within the first 3 days, because it could be that when I sold it to you, it was perfectly good wine, and it just became vinegar more quickly than 72 hours, either according to the Rashbam because of your mazel that it caused it to become wine more, it caused it to turn into vinegar more quickly, or like Tosos, because of the transportation, you've been transporting it, and that's what caused it to turn into vinegar more quickly. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Echad shecher tamarim, ve'echad shecher saorim, ve'echad shimer yayin, mevarech aleihem shekol nia bedvaro. That there are certain things that mimic the taste of other items, but they aren't the other items, and therefore they're only shekol nia bedvaro. So, for example, beer made out of dates, you would say shekol nia bedvaro, even though it's made out of dates, and dates would be appropriate. And beer made out of saorim, made out of barley, you would say a shakol niyabivaro and not a bar pri adama like you would on raw barley. And shimra yayin, you would say wine sediment that you mix with water, the bracha shakol niyabivaro. So if you look at Rashbam, of a low bar pri aids, b'sheichas marim v'lo bar p'yadam v'bar minim mizonos al sheichas sa'arin d'lo chashivi v'lo bar p'yagafin b'shimrei yayin, because these are not chashuv things. Now, if you look at Tosos, echad sheichas tamarim, Tosos writes lav dafka sheichas tamarim el afilu dvash tamarim v'varech lav shakal. It's not only a date beer, even date honey, you would say shakal. My time, k'tam v'ketzim v'varchin, am mar bar v'ashi, hay duvsha d'tamrim v'varech lav shakal. My taima zeya ba'almahu vayotz min haperos kari zeya, meaning any juice that comes out of a fruit is considered the zeya of that fruit, and it's not a bar priya eitz. It would be a shakal. Orange juice, apple juice, all these things, any zeya that emerges from fruit is shakal. The lokumosh pirush ba'alachos gadolos da'nu dafka asim detar le b'maya aval dayuv min tamim varach lev bar priya eitz. And Tosa says the reason I'm pointing this out is because there are those that hold that when do we say that date, why is it that date beer is shakol nebivaro? Is because it's not the juice that comes out of the dates. It's something mixed with the dates. It's water mixed with the dates to absorb the flavor of the dates. But in Achinami, the juice that comes out of the dates might actually be a bar priya eitz. So Tosa says, I'm telling you, that's not true either. That whatever liquid emerges from a fruit, it changes the bracha, it becomes a shakol ni'abidvaro. And Sheikhar Sa'orim as well, Tosas writes, to turn Sa'orim into beer is not an upgrade, because the greatest upgrade to make for Sa'orim is to make bread out of it. Plus, you don't know exactly how much Sa'orim are in there, and whether that's the ikr. The water might be the ikr, and therefore it's shakol ni'abidvaro. But back in the Gemara, Cherim Omrim, Shmarim Sheish Bem Tam Yayin Mvarach Alein Bar Priya Gafen. If the wine sediment tastes that has been mixed with, if the grape sediment that's been mixed with water tastes like wine, the water now tastes like wine, you say Bar Priya Gafen. Rabbah Rav Yosef Tamri Tavayu Ein Alacha Kacherim. They say that we do not paskin like a Cherim, that it would be a Shakol Ni Abedvaro, would not be a Bar Priya Gafen. Amar Rava Dukuli Alma Ramat Flasa Vasar Ba Chamrahu. Well, let's see. It depends what happens. You know, you have all this grape sediment. You pour water over it, and it drips down into a barrel underneath. So how much flavor did it get? Well, sometimes it's measurable. If initially you put three units of water on it and through the sediment, and then what comes out is 4 units of water, so obviously it's not just water that's coming out. 1/4, 25% of what's come out is actual wine. So that's definitely wine. Because Rava L'Tameh, Dam Rava Kol Chamra Dol Dori Al Chat Las Maya Lav Chamrahu. Rava holds that that's the ideal meziga. That's how you're supposed to dilute wine. It should be 3/4 water, 1/4 wine. That itself is a discussion. It's not so partial that's the case. That's the Rashbam right, the Tosas writes. That's why the Gemara in Shabbos says Koshtal Bracha should be a rova revius. There should be a quarter of a revius of wine. Why? Because the other 3/4 will be water, and then it would be ideal. But the problem is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it talks about how many dayanim need to remain at the Sanhedrin in order for them to still function as a Sanhedrin, says, it's just like a meziga of yayin. 1/3 of the dayanim need to remain. 1/3, but we're saying 1/4 over here is the meziga of yayin. It says that 23 dayanim need to remain. So Tosov here suggests, there are different types of wine. Some wine, yayin asharuni, was a weaker form of wine. It was only a 2-to-1 dilution. Whereas over here, it's a 3-to-1 dilution. We're talking about a stronger type of wine that's a 3-to-1 dilution. Okay, could be that's what it means. The Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Menachem, who disagrees. He says Al Yachsar Mazeg means that you shouldn't have the gematria of Mazeg, number of Dayanim, leave the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin has 71 judges. Don't have 50 of them leave. But if 49 of them leave and 22 are left, that's how he understands the lashon of Al Yachzar Mazeg over there. That it's not about mezigas yayin; it's just about the gematria of the word mazeg. So anyway, so ramat lasa va'asa lasa v'lo klumhu. If you pour 3 units of water and what comes out is 3 units of water, that's for sure nothing. That's not wine at all. Keep ligi the ramat lasa v'asa lasa v'palga. The whole machlokas is you pour three units of water over this wine, the grape sediment, and 3.5 units come out. So All three units of water emerged, plus a half a unit of wine, so it's a 6-to-1 ratio of water to wine. That's water, that's not wine. Some of the water got stuck in the sediment. Only 2.5 units of water have emerged. And so you have one full unit of wine that emerged. So it's one full unit of wine to 2.5 units of water. So that's Chamram Al Yehu. That's definitely going to be wine. So it's Machlokas. Now we assume the Metzias happens as the water drips out of this grape sediment. Okay, but Shem will pick up from there tomorrow.